Many of us are having difficulty adjusting to the idea of staying home right now, but what if all you wanted to do was just get home? Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
Since last summer, school teacher Katie DeChabert and her family had been planning for what they call a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Peru and the ancient ruins of Machu Picchu. They decided on the trip shortly after DeChabert lost her father. It would be a way to help her mother through the grief. The destination had always been a bucket list item. As they approached their departure date of March 8th, DeChabert says they were aware that a new coronavirus was spreading in other countries, but not Peru.
We really monitored everything very closely. The situation looked like South America was one of the safest places to be in the whole world at the time.
So DeChabert left her home in Madison and flew south with her mother and niece for what was supposed to be a 10-day trip. And then quickly, things changed.
While we were here, we were monitoring it very closely, and there was no news, nothing. All the news we got was sort of word of mouth and in Spanish, and, you know, with our limited Spanish skills, we really weren't understanding anything that was happening.
The U.S. Embassy in Lima, Peru began notifying Americans that the country would soon close its borders, cancel flights, and put in place a mandatory quarantine because of a global spread of COVID-19. The embassy advised people to board flights for the United States as quickly as possible. But DeChabert says at the time, they were in a remote part of the country. They didn't get the message until returning to the city of Cusco. And by then, it was too late to get to where international flights were leaving out of Lima, a 20-hour car ride away.
Just really feeling a sense of helplessness here, feeling stranded, and we just want our government to notice this situation and help.
DeChabert and her niece Abby Bravi describe what it's been like in quarantine in Cusco, which they say has turned from a bustling city to a ghost town overnight.
You're not allowed to drive. Like, we're not allowed in the street or we'll be arrested. No buses, no cars.
There's police presence everywhere.
Streets have rifles.
Streets are barricaded. They're literally driving up and down the streets every half hour, making announcements over the loudspeaker telling us to remain inside. It's really very scary.
On top of it all, DeChabert's 77-year-old mother took a fall on their trip that has caused a sprained ankle. She's also experiencing other medical complications. The group isn't the only citizen stuck overseas due to the coronavirus pandemic. A request by Connecticut Public Radio to the U.S. State Department for the number of citizens abroad was not returned, but a recent advisory from the embassy in Lima says that about 600 Americans to date have left Peru on chartered repatriation flights.
There have been many Americans returned to this country, but there are many more still in need of assistance, and we stand ready to help them in any way we can.
That's U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal.
A lot of Americans are stranded or stuck abroad without the medicine they need or contacts that are essential, and we are advocating for them. I spoke directly with the Peruvian ambassador to the United States to urge his country to allow United States citizens to return. He promised cooperation. More citizens have been returned as airlines have made the trip.
For Katie DeChabert and her group, they are approaching 3 weeks gone. Meanwhile, DeChabert's husband is caring for their three children at home in Connecticut.
I mean, put me in quarantine in the U.S., fine. But this feeling of maybe not seeing my kids again is just, it's heartbreaking.
DeChabert says they're still holding on to hope that government officials will be able to work together to get them to Lima and coordinate their passage home sooner rather than later.
We need to be brought from Cusco, which is, 20 hours drive. But there is an airport. I mean, they just need to come and get us. Please.
Until then, DeChabert says waiting will be the hardest part. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.